I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. This is the season of Advent. It is a season of possibilities and promises of a hope yet unseen. Advent is the season of hope, a season of expectation, longing, and anticipation for the newness of God, the coming of Christ again. Advent knocks on the doors of cynical hearts, invades personalities jaded by the challenges of an uncertain time, pricks the consciousness of a culture tossed and twisted by the failure of ethics and the triumph of greed. The capacity of this Advent hope is almost what Jim Collins wrote in his book, Good to Great. Face the brutal facts and don't lose hope. Hope is a simple word, yet complex and perplexing. It is a paradox up in the air and at the same time lives at ground zero. You can't take hope to the bank and cash a check with it, but you can't leave home without it. Hope will not buy groceries, but it will keep you until the food arrives. You can't marry without it, shouldn't go into business without hope, start a research project without hope, you can't raise a child in an uncertain world without hope, and certainly it will be difficult to begin any project without hope. Without hope, writes Maurice Land in the book The Power of Hope, no child could emerge from hopeless infancy without hope. No person would have future. There would be no community, faith, friendship, sisterhood, no achievement, no country. Without hope, life is meaningless and absurd. No love, no intimacy, no marriage or family could survive hopelessness. The challenge for us now is to live in a world when hope is deferred. Lorraine Hansberry, poet and playwright, described hope deferred as being like a raisin in the sun. It dries up and turns hard. We have to live with a hope, not hardened by the genocide in Darfur or the disease next door or violence everywhere. Live with hope that refuse to be calcified in a world that rewards wrong and penalizes right. Live with a hope that refuses to be smothered by suffering, social and institution incarceration. Live with a hope that remains flexible and fluid in spite of the widening gaps between the haves, the have less, have little, and the have nots. The capacity of hope says this: even if hope is all you have, it will help you to endure the best and worst of times. It will outlast recessions, depressions. It will stand against layoffs, high prices with its promises. It has given oppressed people the inspiration to march towards the promised places of God. Yes, the capacity of hope has the power to lift faith against human failure. Hope may be deferred. Hope may be delayed, but the ultimate capacity of hope is that it cannot be defeated. This is why we must come the way of Advent every year. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.